Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is on a two-day visit to India. He is scheduled to attend the groundbreaking ceremony for the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project in Ahmedabad along with Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. Also, during his visit, India is all set to buy US 2 IMBFS aircraft from Japan in a record deal of $1.3 billion. And as many as 15 Japanese firms would sign agreements to invest in Gujarat.
The NSUI has made a stunning comeback in the DUSU elections, winning the president and the vice president's post. Although the ABVP managed to bag the secretary and the joint secretary's post, the NSUI claim that the cameras at the counting center were switched off while the votes were being counted and have thus decided to move the Delhi High Court in order to stay the results.
Barcelona beat Juventus 3-0 at the Nou Camp as Lionel Messi scored for the first time past Gigi Buffon in his career. English club Manchester United returned to the European elite as they beat Basel 3-0, while English champions Chelsea beat Karabakh 6-0 at Stamford Bridge. Over at Celtic Park, PSG's newest signings Kylian Mbappe and Neymar scored as they beat Celtic 5-1 in what was their biggest defeat since 1960 on home soil.
Dekho, wo aa gaya. Wo aa gaya. Well, guess what? The much-awaited iPhone 8 and iPhone 10 are finally here. Apple CEO Tim Cook unveiled the next generation of iPhones at the Steve Jobs Theatre on September 12, marking the 10 years of iPhone. The new iPhone 8 comes in two variants, iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus. But the show stealer was the new Apple iPhone 10 with a massive 5.8-inch edge-to-edge display. From augmented reality to face mapping to wireless Qi charging, the new iPhones have a lot to offer. So, what all features does the new iPhone have? When will it be available in the Indian market? And at what price will it be available? To know all the answers, log on to news18.com.